A grizzly in Fremont County is relocated. And two events in the Cody region where free bear spray and training is coming up. Next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman, I'm Ray Hageman. After consultation with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Wyoming Game and Fish captured and relocated a subadult male grizzly bear on August 15th. Grizzly bears are relocated in accordance with state and federal law and regulation. Game and Fish is required to update the public whenever a grizzly bear is relocated. The grizzly bear was captured for cattle depredation on U.S. Forest Service lands in Fremont County. In cooperation with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Shoshone National Forest, the grizzly bear was relocated to the Mormon Creek drainage, about 5 miles from the east entrance of Yellowstone National Park. Grizzly bear relocation is a management tool that large carnivore biologists use to minimize conflicts between humans and grizzly bears. Bears considered a threat to human safety are not relocated. In some cases, a bear may be removed from the population if it cannot be relocated successfully. Well, bear spray giveaways and training events will be taking place throughout northwest Wyoming in late August and early September. These events will help raise awareness and provide important information about safety while recreating in bear country. Since 2020, the Game and Fish Department has partnered with the Safari Club International Foundation, American Bear Foundation, and the Shoshone National Forest to distribute bear spray and provide training to members of the public at no cost. Wyoming Game and Fish Department BearWise Wyoming Coordinator Mark Auten says these partnership events provide a great opportunity for people to practice and become proficient with bear spray and promote safety as many folks prepare for the fall recreation and hunting season. He says, "We hope this effort continues to raise awareness and remind those recreating in bear country to be prepared." Two more events are scheduled at the following locations on September 6th at 10 a.m. at the Game and Fish Pinedale Regional Office, and on September 7th at 2 p.m. at the National Elk Refuge and Greater Yellowstone Visitor Center in Jackson. Quantities are limited to 100 cans of bear spray at each event and will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Participants will also receive training on how to use bear spray with RoboBear, a remote-controlled mock-charging bear that simulates a sudden encounter situation. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.